Let us pray. God of love, by your Spirit you plant the seed of your grace in us. Water that seed with the word of your love, that it may grow in us and bear fruit for the sake of the world. In the name of Christ, amen. A reading from 1 Samuel. God was sorry for having made Saul king over Israel. But God said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel did what God commanded and came to Bethlehem. He sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Jesse's son Eliab and thought, "Surely this is God's anointed." But God said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For I do not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has God chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has God chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "God has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. God said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of God came mightily upon David from that day forward. The word of life. Please stand in body or in spirit for the Psalter. It's in the blue hymnal, number 738. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but their delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither.
Like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
Like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once thought about Christ in human terms, now we know Christ in a new way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Mark's gospel in the 4th chapter. Jesus said, "The reign of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and they sleep and rise night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. The earth produces of itself. The sower knows not how. First the blade, then the stalk, then a full head of grain. And when the grain is ripe, they come in with the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he also said, "With what could I compare the reign of God? What parable could I use? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But when it is sown, it grows and becomes the greatest shrub and sends out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. Thank you. You've probably heard that a parable is a story with a moral, and that's false. Somebody who doesn't understand parables told you that. If it had a moral, Jesus would have just said the moral. A parable is a story that's meant to give us a new perspective. Parable is related to the word parallel or parallax or paralegal. It means alongside. It's a different perspective than what we started with. A parable is as if Jesus would sow a story in your mind, and it would grow, and you don't know how, and bear all kinds of different fruit. It's a story that simply invites us to enter into the story and look around and explore. And it invites a story to enter into us and look around and explore. So I invite you to just let your imagination work. Cut it loose. Get over the idea that there is a moral to the story. And just let this story work with you. It's a simple image. A sower scatters seed on the ground. What might that suggest for you? Maybe that God sows the seeds of God's love in you. And they work. Maybe that you are a little seed of love that God sows in the world. You might feel like you're in a weird place sometimes, like God has forgotten you, that God has just dropped you. That's true. God has dropped you into the world to bear the fruit of God's love. Maybe God has scattered the seeds of God's realm all through this world. When we look at the world and see all the evil and injustice, and we think, okay, God, why don't you do something about that? Maybe the seeds of God's justice are already there. They're underground. You can't see them. But they're there. The realm of God is as if someone should scatter seed on the ground and sleep and rise night and day. In the Bible, that image of sleeping you know, doesn't just mean being in your bed overnight. It's a metaphor for death. All those who sleep, we use that phrase, meaning those who have died. Mark slips this little imagery into that parable. The sower scatters the seed, and the next thing they do is go to bed. The next thing they do is nothing. Because the sower doesn't make the seed grow. God does. Maybe the seeds of God's love are scattered in the ground of your heart, and they work in a way that you don't understand. You don't have to know how God's grace works in your heart. You are a seed that is scattered in the world, those little bits of love that you leave behind, and you have no way of knowing what influence they have. You don't know how your love works in the world. You don't need to know. You don't make it happen. God does. Maybe God's seeds of justice are at work in the world right now. We just don't see them. But they're there. They're working. It's slow. It's gradual. First the blade, then the stalk, and only after time a full head of grain. If you're like me, there are times when you cry out to God, "Why don't you just fix me? You know, I'm struggling with these shortcomings or wounds or problems, and I've had them for 40 years. God, what are you waiting for?" And I have to remind myself that sometimes I'm just the blade. It's just, that's the season it is. It's not just going to suddenly blow up. It's going to sprout slowly, gradually. Have to let it do that. God's grace in you is changing you so gradually, just infinitesimally. As if instead of getting a haircut, it's just growing backwards. You know, you notice a haircut because it gets cut off. What if it were the other way around? What if you didn't really notice the haircut? It's just that day by day, it's changing a little tiny bit. That's how God works in our souls. We very seldom have those big, huge conversion experiences when suddenly we turn and go a different direction all in one day. It happens over the course of days or years. Maybe the difference you are making in the world happens only gradually. Think about parenting. Thank God we get 18 years. Because it takes that long to really get it right. Or a lot more. I hear some people out there looking at the ceiling going, "Whoa, it doesn't stop at 18. I'm at 34 and counting." Yeah. It's baby steps. Maybe God is changing the world with little tiny baby steps. We learn to trust that that little blade is enough to give us hope that the time will come where there will be a full head of grain. Just not yet, but it's there. And then, when the grain is ripe, the sower sends in the sickle. It's a little more violent than we would like in this nice, gentle parable. Suddenly we're talking about sharp edges and cutting things and being severed. Jesus wants to remind us that when you give your love to the world, it's hard. You have to let go of it and you don't get it back. Sometimes when you love your children, they turn around and love you back. And sometimes they don't get it. Sometimes it only comes back later. And for some parents, it never does quite come back. But you do it because you love them. When we love people in the world, sometimes they know that and they say, thank you for being such a gracious person. And sometimes they just slap you. They don't get it. They don't like it. Look how they treated Jesus. Jesus is pretty serious about this death and resurrection business. It's only when we surrender our love to the world and allow the world to take things from us that we're not necessarily going to get back. Allow parts of ourselves to feel like we've died because we've given so deeply of ourselves. It's only then, both that the world receives that harvest and people get fed, but also that there are seeds for the next harvest. The miracle is that the sower doesn't just scatter the seed and die. The sower scatters the seed and sleeps and rises. Night and day, we're continually resurrected. When we give our lives to something that is love, our lives become part of something that is eternal. And we keep experiencing that life. The more we give it away, the more we have. That's resurrection. It's hard to trust sometimes those little blades. It's hard to trust that the seed of God that is your life actually makes a difference. In this world of so much evil and injustice, you think, what can I do? How can I change war, poverty, racism? How do I turn that whole Titanic around? You don't. You're just a mustard seed. You're just a mustard seed that when sown grows and becomes the greatest, I love this, the greatest of shrubs. Don't have any illusion that you're going to be the great cedar of Lebanon. You're going to be a shrub. But that little shrub puts out large branches in which the birds of the air can come and make their nests. It's enough. Someone is blessed. And that little tiny mustard seed accomplishes something huge. Remember that in all of this, Jesus is talking about the reign of God. An entire avalanche is made up of snowflakes. The whole polar ice cap that is the moderating temperature control system for our planet is just made up of snowflakes. Jesus is inviting us to trust that our little tiny mustard seed lives change the world. When we allow those seeds of God to be sown in us and allow ourselves to be sown in the world, when the seed is ripe, we give it up. We give our gifts. And we trust that that, those little tiny gifts, changes the world, feeds the hungry, provides shade and shelter for the vulnerable. That is the realm of God. Will you pray with me? God, we open our hearts that you may sow the seeds of your grace in us. In silence, we till the soil. We make our hearts gentle and open so that your love can fall deep into the soil of our hearts and find a place of belonging, so that your grace can sprout and grow. Help us to trust that the tiny seeds of our heart are the miracle of your realm at work. God of grace, your love works in us, sprouts and grows, and we do not know how. But we give thanks and we trust. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us. Surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.